Okay, my microphone is not on. My microphone is on. Is my microphone on?
Yes.
Okay. It is 11:14, according to the clock on the wall. And it is September 14th, 2013. It's there. It's sort of right in between those two. And the meeting is called to order. Okay. The agenda is
roll call.
Everybody have an agenda in front of them? Margie?
Yes.
Okay. Just, you know, you're checking on me. I'm checking on you.
Right there.
Okay, so Craig, roll call. Oh.
Okay, oops.
Hello?
We got it? Okay.
So, good morning, everyone.
It's not on.
Oh, is it off? I'm talking. I'm still talking. Can you hear me? Are you listening? Yeah? What? Okay. Yeah? Okay. Your hat says Oakland. Hello? I'm talking. I'm chewing. Can you hear me chewing?
No.
Yeah?
Is there a switch on the mic?
I don't know. Did I? Okay. Still there. Ha! Ah! Okay, I'm still talking. Am I switched? I got to talk. I'm not good at talking constantly. Okay.
Hold the roll. That's
tough. ABC, yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Books in the back. Yeah. Clock on the wall.
You had it, Frank. You got to let it go.
Yeah. Okay, here I am.
All right.
Sound check. Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay, so let's try the roll. Okay. Okay, Agamir. Agamir is not here. Alderson is here. Bernstein.
Here.
Bernstein is here. Edwards Tiekert.
He's out of town.
I'm off, I think.
Here. Shiram is here.
It's this, but it's recording.
Is it recording? Okay, I'll try to speak up. So let's see. Edwards Tiekert is not here. Agamir, I'll note, it just walked in. So Agamir is here. Fuentes?
Here.
Fuentes is here. Okay. There it is. Hey, you did it. Gans? Gans is not here. Goldmacher is not here. Hallinan?
Goldmacher requested an excuse to absence.
Okay, Goldmacher is ill. Hallinan?
Here.
Hallinan is here. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez is here. Johnson? Johnson is not here. Coburn?
Here.
Coburn is here. Kurzweil?
Here.
Kurzweil is here. Moore?
Here.
Moore is here. Morgan? Morgan is... Okay, Morgan is not here. Pritchett?
Present.
Pritchett is here. Rosenberg?
Here.
Rosenberg is here. Sanders? Sanders is not here. Okay. Sawyer?
Here.
Sawyer is here. Siegel?
Here.
Siegel is here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Town Nichols? Town Nichols is not here. Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman is here. White? White is not here. And Wilkinson?
Here.
Wilkinson is here. So that's 17 present and a quorum.
You all have the agenda before you. Do you have a motion to accept, Tracy?
No, but I would like to make a motion to excuse absences for members who requested them. We need to do that.
Okay.
All right, let me try to do this. I will excuse the people whose requests I saw, and if people want to add on, they can add, and that would be Samsara Morgan, Mel Sanders.
Samsara.
Samsara Morgan.
Samsara. Oh, Morgan.
And Mel Sanders.
Okay.
I didn't see anything from Cynthia, and I didn't see anything from Ramsey, so I would make a motion to excuse those two individuals since they requested that we do so.
Yeah. Margie.
Oops.
Ah. Sorry, that's me.
I want to add, Brian Edwards-Tiegert is out of town. Burton White is ill. David Gans is on the road. And Donald Goldmacher is ill.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Tracy?
Is that,
okay.
I mean, it's better
okay.
if people send it to the whole board, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so, a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just review the names for me.
Morgan.
Sanders.
Sanders. Edwards,
Tiegert,
Gans,
Goldmacher,
and White.
White.
I'm going to go ahead since we're not demanding full notes to the board, and if we could add Ramsey's Teon Nichols and Cynthia Johnson to that as well.
Sure.
Sure.
Anybody object? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Fine. All right. Now I want a motion. Yes, Margie?
No, it's okay.
A motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
On the agenda.
So moved.
Okay, so now it's open. It's been moved. Joy.
These two are here. I can write a little more out.
Are we timing?
We're on 3 minutes, right? Okay.
I would like to add on the agenda a motion to ask Summer Reese to rescind the letter she sent out about J.R. Valray. A discussion. To rescind.
I think
am I doing this right? It's not a. Is that on agenda? Status update on workplace discrimination. Oh, never mind. I take it back. It's on the agenda.
Okay, Margie.
Okay.
Mike and time.
Okay. I want to suggest that we delete the KFCF report since Mel Sanders is not here today. And replace it with a report from the PMB. I apologize for not doing this when the secretary first sent out the agenda, but there have been a number of things that have happened recently at the PMB level that I think need to be reported to the LSB, and so that's my suggestion.
Is there any objection to that? Is there an objection to that? Is there an objection to that? Is it on that?
Well, no. There's a particular change that I want to make to the agenda, and then I have a question about where...
Well, I was just going to ask about that agenda change. If you have an objection to that, then I can call on you for the other stuff.
Okay, go to Janet. I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
So, Margie, I don't know if that would include the audit.
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Has that issue been resolved?
What issue?
That we're substituting the KFCF for the PNB.
Yes.
I have it down here now because nobody objected. Okay. Tracy.
Okay. I thought we had procedures for requesting committee reports on the agenda. I'm not going to object, but please make sure that all the PNB members are asked to contribute to the report. I do want to make a motion that we place on the agenda moving forward the development efforts by the LSB. I would assume, since we did this 3 months ago, that our goal was more than the creation of a list. We've had the list for months now, and I would
it's
like...
It's on here.
It's on here under old business.
E. What item?
E. Old business. E. Development.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, seeing no other changes, all in favor of the agenda in total as we've discussed, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
My question is the motion. Where would the item that Joy requested appear on the agenda? I always get confused about whether old business comes before new business or new business comes before old business, but I just want to know where it's going to be on the agenda.
Joy considered that to be on their item.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. Never mind. No problem.
All right. Minutes. Who's do we read the minutes? You're reading the minutes, or
no.
Them over?
No.
And
minutes were sent out.
Right. There's a motion to accept. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I'll give a little more time to see if discussion develops. What?
Are there minutes?
They were passed out. They were on the table.
We accept
them.
No. Got that done.
That's already been moved. That's already been moved and seconded. All right. Are there any changes to the minutes? All in favor of accepting the minutes as written, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Public comments.
You want the list?
Yeah. Thank you, Joy.
No problem. Did everybody who wanted to make a comment signed up? Last chance.
You can pass it down so you don't have to slap it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You want to call them? I think that it looks like there's one person who wants to comment, and I believe it's M. Mazes.
Mickey Mays.
Mickey Mays.
Miss M.
Miss M.
Here, why don't you stand right here, babe?
Three minutes.
That's okay. Hello, all. I'm here for the First Voice Apprenticeship Program, and I'm not sure if monetary resources will be forthcoming to help restore and rebuild First Voice to a healthy state now that the budget has passed. But we have been informed that, by and large, the LSB did vote that additional funds be approved, and for that, we thank you. When First Voice gets back to a healthy state, then we can again look at plans to use the skills and talents of the apprentices to help the production needs of other programs in the station. We have, as I said previously, a number of very talented people. Ali Butner, who is a graduate, is now the co-producer of Your Call Radio at KLW, a show that's getting kudos throughout the Bay Area. I recently heard a piece by Jen Chen about Chinatown Follies. So we have people who have multi-talents, and we're hoping that KPFA can be a place where an atmosphere can be created where they can exercise and use their talents. So as a little, again, visual aid, Frank has a couple to pass out. We're showing where we are, and we view this LSB support as a vote of confidence, a seed that we hope is going to flourish and flower so that we'll get back from the tourniquet-needed state to a very healthy state. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jack?
I move that public comment be closed for the rest of the meeting. May I speak to that motion?
Do we have a second?
Nobody seconded.
Well, what a second.
A point of order.
Public comment is closed, and any further public comment would require a change to the agenda, which requires a two-thirds vote. So I don't think Jack's motion is necessary.
Tracy.
In general, I think if people have
a... Hold on. I had turned off your mics while the public comments was happening.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Are you ready? In general, I think if people have a little trouble getting here, we should try to act like human beings. In general, we're trying to encourage public comment and people to come to LSB meetings. It's our job to listen to them. So my hope would be that if someone felt it, that they wanted to come and speak to us, that we would make time to do that. That said, at the moment, it's kind of an academic concern. No one else has requested public comment time. But I don't think it's good for the board to announce in public that we are disinterested in hearing public comments and that we're trying to spend as little time on that as possible. So I would ask the board to remember that public comment is an important part of what we do.
It's 11:30 and public comment would be closed. Nobody wants to have public comment. I don't want to have a comment on the public comment. Comment. Are you talking on the public comment?
Point of order to that.
Yes.
It was established in one of the earliest rulings by the LSB as part of its rules of order that if there was not enough people to fill up the public comment, it would be closed. And if time remained at the end of the day, anybody who straggled in later on in the day, time would be set aside.
Thank you.
That sounds fair.
Okay. Andrea.
Point of information.
Just as we proceed, my understanding is that the times listed are advisory,
yes,
that they're
they
not
are.
Binding.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Announcements. Joy.
It's in the minutes, but I just want to remind you all again to ask you to support the Berkeley Historical Society in their event. It's a panel on the future of urban agriculture and a re-edited version of Edible City, September 22nd from 2 to 6 at the Historical Center. And also, the Occupy the Farm and UC Berkeley are holding a joint event October 13th from 10 to 4 at the Gill Track. It'll be a community forum for people to come out and say what they think should happen, how the land should be used. So this is a great breakthrough in negotiation between the university and Occupy the Farm. And we'll get more information out about it, but I just want to put it on your calendar, Sunday, October 13th, 10 to 4. That's it.
Great. Janet.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to remind everyone that Tuesday is September 17th. It's the second year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street. I'm not sure what is planned in the Bay Area, but in New York, there's going to be all-day events, and who knows what we might see.
Dan, did you have something?
Yes, I just wanted to announce that the lawsuit brought by Daniel Borgstrom against Margie Wilkinson, Matt Bernstein, Con Hallinan and myself is close to being completely finished. Last week, the Superior Court ordered Mr. Borgstrom and his attorney, Richard Phelps, to pay us $10,700 in attorney's fees, which is in addition to the $20,000 that they have already been ordered to pay.
Frank?
I just wanted to thank everybody, Richard included, and that participated with the Bandana Shiva event. I felt really inspired to see how many people came out, and it's reinvigorated my idea how powerful broadcasting can be when you do a little extra effort. The turnout was overflowed. They could they turned away as much as they let in, and they had an overflow in the lobby where they piped the sound in. So I had it, Tina, send you an email, Richard. Hopefully you got it soon. It's there, I think. And I was just really surprised, not totally surprised, but really happy the turnout. And so I want to thank Miguel, who posted it on the web stuff, and Michael Yoshida for helping at the last minute get it up there. But we had double our record, or as far as I understand, close to double our record of video viewers on our stream channel. And like I said, the Goldman Theater at the Brower Center was completely packed and an overflow in the lobby, and people had to be turned away. It was just really huge, and thank you, KPFA.
Yay.
Right. In the archive. Can we look at it still?
I think we're working that out, so when we go to our video channel, you'll be able to watch all the stuff that we've done soon.
I want to put in the record, by the way, that Ramses T.O. Nichols has arrived and is at the meeting. Margie.
I'm sorry. I was going to bring the list. I just want to remind people
microphone.
About, oh, I'm sorry. About the KPFA-sponsored events that are coming up. There are some terrific events. David Bacon on immigration Diane Ravitch on education, and Edward Danicott and Nikki Giovanni, and I don't even remember them all. But they're just fabulous events, and I don't know how I'm going to manage to go to all of the ones I want to go to. So I want to urge people to check out the webpage and be sure to tell your friends about it, because people who aren't in the, circuit where they get this information should know about these events as well, because they're really fabulous. Okay.
Any more announcements? Okay. Seeing none, let's move to the Interim General Manager's Report.
I'm going to beg the board's indulgence, because I'm going to race through this for two reasons. One is my health is a little bit under the weather, and my voice keeps going in and out, and I just soon get through this as quickly as possible. Secondly, at the end of my report, I'm going to request something special of the board that will take up some time that isn't on the agenda, and I don't think you need to hear any more from me about that. A week from this coming Monday, we will be doing the fall fund drive. Everything is going according to plan. We have a number of premiums that we're quite happy with in terms of the offerings that we're going to be making to the public. We feel confident that we can meet or exceed our goal, and that is, considering the budget process that we've gone through, that is rather important. I wish to request something of the board. At past stations, I used to work with an executive committee. We used to call it the XCOM. It was the the president, the vice president, the treasurer, and the secretary of the board. It didn't represent a quorum. The XCOM met once a week. We would go over things in terms of strictly an informational, strictly an informational basis. There were no no votes taken by the board or anything else. I just let them know what was going on, what I might need, and this tended to make things quicker at the board meetings. I'm not asking for that now, but I realize that it would not be possible here. But I do need something akin to a task force from the board. There are several matters coming up. All are related to programming to one degree or another, and I recognize that programming is not necessarily a matter of governance, but what I need from the board are really governance matters. Essentially, I'm looking for people who would be willing to help me with regard to the program council guidelines from the PNB. My understanding is that the PNB is still working this out. Some general managers have already petitioned the PNB to make changes. The PNB hasn't necessarily reached out to the GMs or the program directors for this, but since the program councils will be management committees, I do feel as though management should at least express their opinions with regard to what is needed. So I need to work with some folks from this LSB so that we can make a presentation or have something presented to the PNB with regard to the structure of the Programming Council and what it would entail. Another aspect of this task force would be to help me with regard to the separation of KPFA from KPFB. I still think we need to move forward to with the programming changes so that we are able to use this separate station that we have as a separate station. Now, I've informed this board that there are going to be limitations with this. For example, we simply don't have any money to pay for programming. It's going to have to be done on a volunteer basis, at least for the foreseeable future. Secondly, with regard to our production facilities and the ability to go on live, virtually all of the program that we do initially would have to be done on a pre-recorded basis. That being said, I think it is a valuable resource to be used with regard to getting more people in the community involved, opening up more slots for current volunteers, for future volunteers, for the apprentices. Everybody has a chance to benefit from this, and especially the audience, because it would give us a chance to offer more programming, different programming, and to try and cater to specific needs. So again, that would be another aspect. The third aspect of the task force would be with regard to media supporters. I'll explain this as best I can, as quickly as I can. I don't have a promotions budget. This station doesn't have one. We have to find some way beyond social media and whatever else we're trying to do to reach out to people who aren't currently listening to the station. Having a group of media supporters, other media outlets that would be willing to promote what it is we're doing. And we're not talking about money. They don't give us money. We don't give them money. It's just a reciprocal arrangement that we could make. And this is a way of reaching out through newspapers, through magazines, through websites, and everything else to augment what we're doing with social media to try and get the word out about what the station is doing, specifically with regard to programming. The last thing is, as I mentioned previously, I am trying to adjust the programming schedule so that it does provide a greater degree of service to the listening public and to the station. To the public in terms of making programs available when the targeted audiences are available to us during the day. To the station in terms of making it a better revenue generator. Quite frankly, we have a lot of programs that are just having difficulty raising money during the fund drives. And part of that problem is they're at the wrong time. The audiences they're trying to reach aren't available to them then. And since, quite frankly, when people listen to us on the archives, that doesn't generate much during the fund drive, we need to make sure that, especially for core audiences, that programs are available at this time. Now, I've already made adjustments to the schedule on paper. I haven't made any changes yet. And I have to tell you, this is a truly IGM scheduling change in that no programs are removed from the schedule. They're just shifted in terms of the time. We don't have a stream of new programs coming to us. I believe there's one show in the pipeline now, and that's not going to be ready for quite some time. So, again, it's just simply shifting the time. And excuse me. I just need... I'll take your place there. But I do need some help in terms of making certain, because I've talked to previous, at least one previous general manager and a previous program director, and I was told that this just doesn't happen, that we don't change schedules here. There are too many factors involved, too many individuals and groups that are against this, that in theory we are trying to reach the public with our schedule, but in practice we are trying to accommodate the people who work at the station. That may well be true. And I can guarantee you that it just in changes that I've had to make in the time that I've been here with regard to preemptions and things like that, I know how much resistance there is to any kind of change. But this is one of those things where you try it, and if you succeed, it's wonderful because you can make things better. And if you can't, if you don't succeed, it's something that you learn about the station and the station needs to face up to, because you're going to be hiring a permanent general manager and a permanent program director, and they need to know that when they come in here, there are certain things they're not going to be able to do. They're not going to be able to change the schedule. If we can't make basic shifts in the schedule to help the station, then there's no way that they're going to be able to introduce new programming and things like that. We need to be able to try this, and if we fail, it tells us a lot about the station, and it tells us a lot about what we have to inform both the public and the people who are coming here to work. So again, that's what I need the task force to do. This is a management task force, much like the programming council is a management committee. What I'm asking is simply contact me via email. Please think it over about your availability to do this. This is a lot of work. It would mean actually getting to the station during business hours. And as I say, there are four things that are rather time-consuming that you would have to deal with. So when you have a chance, please send me your name and your availability, and I will pick probably two or three from that list who make themselves available. I do want to thank the board. In the past, I mentioned the program schedule.
That's a great cough.
Oh, thank you. I had mentioned about making changes in the program schedule, and I want to thank those members of the board who have contacted me with suggestions, with concerns. I'm most appreciative of that. I'm also appreciative of the board members who didn't contact me, who felt that I might actually have some ability to do this on my own, and I appreciate that too. So as I say, if you can just contact me via email, richard@kpfa.org, let me know of your availability. I'll pick two or three of you to help me, and we will probably have the first meeting as early as this coming Tuesday or Wednesday.
Richard, may I interrupt with a suggestion?
Sure.
No,
hold it to the end.
Okay. I would like to call the board's attention to two articles that have appeared recently, and I assume most of you have read them. I just want to verify that, though, because one was in the New York Times, one was in the Village Voice. They both dealt primarily with WBAI, but they do talk about Pacifica, and as divergent as or diverse as the New York Times and the Village Voice are, they both came to the same conclusion. Both refer to BAI in specific and Pacifica in general as kind of suffering from too much democracy. I would question that that democracy is the right word. I'm not saying that anything in those articles, even though there were some mistakes, I'm not saying that Pacifica and BAI are doing great right now. But I think the word that they're searching for wasn't democracy, it was politics. I think there are any number of problems, any number of concerns that are addressed strictly from political level with regard to political caucuses and factions. And I think if both BAI and Pacifica are going to succeed, they're going to have to try and rise above those political concerns. So as I say, I do hope you read it. I do hope you recognize this as how the public, not necessarily the public listening to Pacifica, but the public reading about it, is being informed. And I think this is presenting an image of Pacifica and BAI that everyone here would probably like to change. And I think it's within the power of the people here to do that. With regard to the budget process, we've had meetings with the National Finance Committee. I believe Barbara is going to be talking about that in her treasurer's report. I just want to say this is the first time I've done this at Pacifica. I've done budgets in the past, and as I usually do, I've been in contact with Pacifica outlets for the last 4 or 5 years now, and in approaching the budget process, I contacted several people to try and find out more about it. Some people were here in Berkeley, others were in Los Angeles and elsewhere. Basically, they all told me the same thing. They said, good luck, but this is a process that's pretty much already set. And so I said, well, then let's just let it play out, and I'll back off, and we'll just watch it happen. And everyone said, well, no, you really can't do that, Richard. You're supposed to be involved in this, so you should really do it. And I must say, the advice I got was fascinating in its accuracy. I mean, there was one person I spoke to who literally told me how the numbers were going to play out. And the reason why that's fascinating, folks, is because this budget has been a moving target. We started with certain numbers, and then we found flaws in the template. And when we corrected those flaws, Obviously, the numbers changed. Then we found a whole category of supporters that weren't even being tracked in the budget template. So when those numbers were added, the numbers changed. And yet still, the numbers I was told before the process started came true. The best piece of advice I got in terms of attitude about this was from a gentleman in Los Angeles. He was the last person I spoke to about the process before it started, and I was really kind of upset. And I said, why do I have to be involved in this? This, you know, I really don't have much say or control. It's pretty much out of my hands. And he said, look, he said, if you're playing for the Chicago Cubs, you know you're going to lose, but you have to make a game of it. And you know, in many ways, that was kind of the way it felt. And when I started the process, you know, I was talking with Barbara, I was talking to our business manager, Maria, and they both said, no, Richard, we can really do this. This is something we can get done. We can get this addressed. No, people are not telling you the truth. I would say that we did our best, and I will have to tell you that the budget that you passed here is, at this point, not the one that's going to the PNB. So to that degree, we did not succeed. However, I do hope that the fact that, you know, mistakes were found in the template this year, they've been found in the budget template in previous years, I do hope, as the Pacifica CFO has suggested, that for future budgets, the template be looked at, be addressed, be further corrected, and perhaps even changed to make it a little more simpler, a little more open, a little bit easier to understand for everybody, because it is extremely difficult. And I must say, with regard to the final budget, if the PNB approves the one that is submitted to it, there may well be need for some cuts. That will depend on how well we do in terms of fundraising. But I have to tell you, speaking as a manager and for the manager who succeeds me, when you're faced with cuts, I recognize that there are any number of people in positions throughout Pacifica, on the National Finance Committee, on this board, and everything else, who will suggest specific cuts. And I will certainly listen to all of them, and I'm sure the next manager will too. But you do need to understand that from a management standpoint, there are just some things you don't cut, even when you're in financial difficulty. You don't cut those things that degrade your product, and you don't cut those things that help you generate revenue. Because if you do, you start a downward spiral that you can't get out of unless you spend heavily. So I would urge you to look at things that you think might need to be cut, because we were going to be faced with that. But by the same token, please try and consider those priorities, because we do need to not just maintain but improve the quality of our product. We do need to not just maintain but improve our ability to generate revenue. So if you're thinking about cutting things, and we all need to do that, or we might need to do that, please give those priorities some consideration.